When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk, so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in. We are rolling into the Friday edition of the program. We hope all of you are having good early starts to your weekend, and we want to have some fun with you as we bring truth, sanity, and justice in the American way to the masses across this great land. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton, and we have got good news on the horizon as it pertains to the Senate battlegrounds. 46 days out, Adam Laxalt, who I believe and Buck believes will be the next senator from the great state of Nevada, is going to be with us in the third hour of the program. New polls that are out putting him in the lead to potentially knock out a Democrat seat there. If you consider Herschel Walker as well, there is now strong evidence, regardless of what might happen in Pennsylvania, that Republicans have a very good chance, at minimum, to pick up two seats, which would help to alleviate, even if there were one lost, which we don't think there's necessarily going to be, but all of that is coming and is a big deal and big news in a positive way. What is not positive, unfortunately, if you break down everything that is going on right now, what is not positive is that we are in a situation now where, unfortunately, the stock market has now dropped below 30,000 for the first time since all the way back in 2020. You also are now dealing with surging mortgage rates, which are well over 6% on the 30-year, and inflation remains near a 40-year high. As was said back in 1992 by the raging Cajun James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. Also, not just the economy. We also have murders and violent crime continuing to surge across the country in 2022, skyrocketing since 2019, and the border is an unmitigated disaster that is impossible to defend. Ron DeSantis has made it a major topic of discussion. All of these things in a basket are massive issues and point towards what is occurring right now as we sit 46 days out. Buck, it feels like everybody is circling back around and the focus is moving from Donald Trump and whatever happens with Mar-a-Lago and whatever criminal investigations or civil investigations might be going on. Everything is moving off of Trump. It feels like abortion is receding substantially. It's the economy, it's the border, and it's crime, which is what is captivating most of the American electorate.
And yet I worry, Clay, about the GOP as an entity and its ability to really focus in and make the case in these final weeks. I mean, you probably saw this morning, Minority Leader McCarthy unveiling the commitment to America, which to me, I understand contract with America. You know, I understand there's a history here that they're trying to hearken back to. But notice the other side will just call the Green New Deal spending extravaganza and higher IRS bill, the Anti-Inflation Act, right? The Inflation Reduction Act. And we call our, you know, at this moment in time, the GOP rolls out the commitment to America. Yeah, we kind of assume if you're an elected official, you're supposed to be committed to America. You know, when Biden rolled out his $2 trillion spending binge, what did they call that? $1.9 trillion for the fact checkers. The American Rescue Plan, right? The sense of either urgency or defiant propaganda in what they put forward versus our side's kind of like, yeah, we're going to reduce taxes and deregulate. And, you know, it's no, we are going to turn around the cratering economy, the reckless, insane, lawless border, and make it safe for you, your family, your business, your community to exist without crime, public urination, drugs everywhere, lunatics running around naked, throwing things at you. That's the GOP has got to understand what time it is. And I think there are some candidates who do. I think we look in on the, for example, the Dr. Oz Fetterman race. Dr. Oz, he's got a plan. He's executing. He's out there. He's going for it, right? I think we're going to have Adam Laxalt on. Let's talk to him about how he is in a, I mean, with the latest polls, what we have here, basically tied, dead heat. The latest poll that I see here has...
He's up in the two most recent polls that just came out.
I mean, within the margin of error, right? So it's 47-46 against Cortez Mastro. So, yeah, he's up a point, but, you know, a point is not enough to feel particularly confident on. Kelly, Senator Kelly and Masters, again, within the margin, right? Within the margin of error, which I think is 2 points, 48-47. Warnock Walker tied in the poll, 46-46. So every single one of these races, you know, it turns, you know what, Clay, actually, you'll like this. Remember that speech? It's really the most memorable part of any given Sunday that Al Pacino
gives.
Yeah,
give me an inch.
He's like, you got to fight for every inch, and you got to look at the guy next to you. It's the difference between winning and losing. Pretty much every GOP staff right now and all these campaigns should have that playing on in the background, because Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and we can't even focus in on all the House races that are, there's some close House races here in New York that could go either way, for example. We got to win these ones, Clay, and we got to focus on what matters. And people got to, they have to be reminded. It's not enough for the headlines. They have to be reminded of how we got here. Bad Democrat leadership.
Yeah, and I think in particular on the economy, the graphs kind of speak for themselves. We have dropped, unfortunately, today the stock market's down another 400, 500 points. We have dropped now below where we were in December of 2020. So if you were a huge Democrat, and if you said, thank the Lord, we've got Donald Trump out of office now, the adults are back in the room, and you had poured all of your money into the stock market on January 20th or 21st of 2021, when Joe Biden got inaugurated, you would have lost a lot of money now. And that's relatively rare, Buck, where you have somebody come into office for 2 years, the stock market be down, right? Over time, stock market goes up, but we have created such a bad economic situation with Joe Biden in the White House, with the money that has been spent, with the lack of prioritizing things that matter. And now I think we're going to have, frankly, and I hate to say it, but I think 2023 is going to be an economic disaster of a year. I really do. And I think that a lot of the worst of the Joe Biden economy, unfortunately, Buck, is not going to hit in time for this midterm. We're going to get a lot of it in November, December, and then all into early parts of 2023. It's going to be really bad.
They're very clearly hoping that they can just hold on for dear life here, politically as the economy. Everyone I talk to, the bulls, the bears, the people who know Wall Street super well, who are usually very pessimistic and the ones who are very optimistic. Everybody that I know, I grew up in New York City. My family's a Wall Street family. I know tons of people that work in the financial sector, and they're saying it's about to get ugly out there. Like, there's not a single person who's saying it's going to be good, Clay. It's just a question of, are we going to see unemployment at 6%, 9%? Is it, you know, where is this heading in terms of the damage as part of this reset, dare I say? And even, I mean, think about it this way. You're in the honeymoon period of a presidency is the first 6 to 12 months. We're not even yet at the 2-year mark. And here is the White House's chief spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying, yeah, I mean, the president realizes, like, it's really rough out there right now.
So the president understands that when it comes to the economy, he understands how much that's crushing families. He gets it that people are sitting around their kitchen table and trying to figure out how are they going to pay for their groceries. And so that's why he's made that his number one economic priority. If you think about energy costs coming down and you think about the gas prices that we have been able to fight so hard because of the president's historic, policies that he's put forward, we were able to bring gas prices down about $1.30 per gallon every day this summer. And so it's on his mind.
It's on his mind. He knows how bad things are. Can I just say, Clay, if we were just able to go back in time 2 years and say, hey, a little vision into your future while Joe Biden said middle class out, top down, making everything normal and better, that his press secretary would be saying, the president realizes how much the economy sucks for all the American families out there right now. How many people would have voted differently?
Well, a lot should have. And the way that I would describe the economy right now is, you ever been driving down the road and you think, uh-oh, I think I've got a flat tire? And then you turn the music down and you start listening and your car starts to handle a little bit differently. We've got a flat tire. And the question is it going to be one of those flat tires that goes flat immediately, right? And suddenly the tire starts shredding and everything's falling out in your back window. And you're like, man, I don't even know if I have time to hardly get across the road to pull off on the side of the road. That's where we are right now. The tire is flat. You can hear it, right? Like you know, driving the car, everybody out there who is involved in the economy knows what that feels like. And the question is, how bad is the blowout going to be and how fast is it going to get here? And certainly for Biden and his administration, Buck, what they're sitting around saying is, we want to get through the midterms 46 days away before the full calamity reveals itself. And we need to distract people by going after Donald Trump. We need to distract people by talking about abortion, something that's not going to change based on the midterm election, and not look at what's directly in front of them and react to it.
You know, I really want everybody to get ready for it. As I was saying, I talked to my dad, family members, people that I know who are either retired and have been in the game, were in the game a long time, or still in the game, about where this market's going. And it's going to get rough. I'm talking stock market, commodity markets, housing market. Look at what mortgage rates have done. My friends, you need a plan right now that includes the purchase of gold. Trust me on this one. Gold, real gold, has been proven over time to hold its value when markets become turbulent. The company I use for gold purchases, and I'm going to be buying more gold from in the weeks ahead, is the Oxford Gold Group. They're the industry leaders. Their advice and best pricing guarantees are second to none, not to mention their ability to deliver gold easily right to your front door. I've done this myself. I have gold bars. I have gold coins. I have silver bars. I have silver coins at home. All of it from the Oxford Gold Group. And I want to add to those holdings as a hedge because, man, look what's going on in the global economy right now. It's going to affect us here at home. It's going to affect the dollars in your bank account more than you're already seeing with crazy inflation. Take action today. You're not putting everything into this. You're diversifying, right? You're making a smart decision to deal with the risk ahead based upon what's happening right now in the markets that you can see. Real precious metals, gold and silver, you can hold in your hands that you can store and you can have as a store of value. Call the Oxford Gold Group today. Don't wait. Give them a call. 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, making sense in an insane world.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Battlegrounds all over the country, perhaps none more intense than what is going on in Nevada, where we've got two different major elections that are complete toss-ups. Adam Laxalt joins us now. He is running for Senate there. We appreciate all of you listening in Las Vegas and Reno. And soon to be, I believe, Senator, I want to hit you with a couple of polls. I'm sure you guys get polls all the time, but these both came out yesterday. Insider Advantage has you with a 3-point lead. The Trafalgar Group has you with a 4-point lead. What are you seeing on the ground? Do you believe that those polls are accurate? Do you think you're going to flip this seat away from the Democrats?
Yeah, it's been an incredible week. We've had 5 polls that have had us ahead in this week or in this race. That's after a summer, which all your Nevada listeners will be well aware of, being absolutely pounded by negative ads from all being funded from New York and California. And nonetheless, the voters clearly aren't buying it. They aren't buying that I'm responsible for high gas prices, which is one of the ads that ran here for a few months. And they aren't buying her election year, you know, makeup where she's trying to pretend like she's been standing for Nevada when no one can think of a single important time that she stood with Nevada over Washington, D.C., over what's happened to our country over the last few years, and including, of course, just 3 weeks ago with the Inflation Reduction Act. She wasn't even up for debate. She was a guaranteed vote, a vote that certainly is leading to more inflation in a city that is already 16% inflation. We're the epicenter. And so all you hear on the ground is people are fed up. They want change. They're tired of our current leadership, which in our state is all Democrats, and obviously nationally is Democrats as well.
Adam, is your opponent Cortez Masto taking a page from the Fetterman playbook in effectively trying to just let the media do her work for her on the campaign trail, duck away from whether it's facing you or on a debate stage or facing the voters that you're pointing out? I mean, very understandably, in Nevada and across the country are very concerned right now. Is she ducking away? How is she trying to deal with the realities of what her party is doing these days?
Well, let's say most importantly, she's ducked away from every fight we've needed her to be involved in over the last 5-6 years. And so she cuts a very, very low profile. She's hoping she can buy this race with TV. She does very, very little media. They launched out a couple of very, very liberal states the day after my primary. We have subsequently accepted two right down the line, very centrist accepted wide debates. She will not accept those debates. And so we're hoping she still will. There's no question she needs a debate more than we do, because in the end of the day, she's down. They've thrown their, you know, two or three biggest punches. And we feel like now that voters are fully engaged, our side, I'm finally up on TV. Our side is finally, you know, helping make the case on the outside. And it's not just a one-way street like we faced all summer long.
Where are you, Adam? I just want to follow up with this. Where are you really different? I mean, in terms of how you will vote and how that will represent the people of Nevada differently in D.C. as a United States senator, where are the core differences between you and Cortez Masto?
Well, we just started a border ad yesterday. Nothing illustrates our core differences more than the border. I visited the border, as the voters will see in the ad. My opponent says that there's no such thing as an open border. It's misinformation. So, this is a huge issue. You know, I believe as a party, we shouldn't do a single thing coming out of hopefully winning two houses without forcing Joe Biden to secure this border. Again, my opponent doesn't even acknowledge that we have an open border. From a law enforcement perspective, law enforcement across the state, 20,000 plus badges supported me. These were people that had supported her in her race in 16 because they know that I stood with her when I was attorney general. They know that I stood with them when the BLM riots happened. And the bottom line is these Democrats, while they're trying to do a lot of election year makeup work on defunding the police and, you know, all this anti-cop rhetoric, the damage is done. Cops understand that the Democrats' soft on crime policies does not support them. And I think our voters understand these policies have made our communities far less safe. The other major area, of course, is in just the economic agenda. She has been a 100% reliable vote for all of the spending bills, for all of the attacks on energy, and all of these things have made Las Vegas the epicenter of inflation. We have $5 and up gas. In fact, we're behind only California and Hawaii. We're a couple dollars more than every other battleground state. So all these things are combining for a massive change election. You know, that said, you know, as I'm sure you're reporting on a lot of these races, the Democrats have unlimited money and they're spending whatever it takes to try to buy these races. So we certainly need support across the state and all over the country to try to match this progressive spend, mostly from California and New York. They're trying to buy these races. They're deceiving voters with false messages. But when all is said and done, we feel confident we're going to win this race.
We're talking to Adam Laxalt. Nevada is the Senate battleground that he is trying to win, up three and up four in the two most recent polls that are up at Real Clear Politics. Obviously, things breaking your way. And it seems, Adam, like a decent percentage of that. A lot of Hispanic voters are rallying around the message that you are selling. Are you seeing that on the ground? Why do you think in particular Hispanic voters are breaking in your direction, maybe in ways that they haven't broken for a Republican in the past?
Yeah, we started Latinos for Laxalt in February. We've been working at this the entire year. We've got incredible coalitions. You know, we've got Spanish ads, radio, TV, and we've made this a huge priority. And the Democrats, of course, have done a lot of the work for us by all of their failing policies. And so I think what happened during COVID with these horrific shutdowns is that Hispanic small businesses were shut down at all-time highs. You had schools shut down a lot longer than they needed to be. And so you had, say, a working Hispanic mom, single mom, trying to juggle Zoom schools and still put food on the table. And I think they got really, really fed up. They also got treated to seeing what their kids are being taught in schools. These people moved to Las Vegas because they believe in the American dream. They believe, as has been proven time and again in our state, that if you work hard, you can make an honest wage. You can provide opportunity for your family and have a real shot at the American dream. They don't support this far left idea that America is a terrible place and we're irredeemable. And so, you know, all these things have combined for the Hispanic community to finally wake up and understand these Democrats will say whatever it takes to win elections. But the bottom line is their values don't match up with the Hispanic community. They do not match up with everyday Nevadans. And that's why you're seeing this huge, huge shift.
Adam Laxalt, everybody, running in Nevada. We got a lot of folks in that state listening right now. Adam, if they want to help out, if they want to be a part of your victory, where do they go?
Yeah, adamlaxalt.com. You know, we already have the largest army of volunteers. We need more. We got to match the Culinary Union as tens of thousands of people that are knocking doors. And we certainly need money to be able to match some of the spend on TV. So, again, adamlaxalt.com. This is not only to save Nevada, this is to save America. We believe this is the 51st Senate seat, and, you know, we've got a lot of work to do to save this country.
Adam, God bless. Let us know we can help. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
So I know we're about to go off into the weekend, and it's a time that you should be relaxing, assuming you're not working on the weekends, spend time with your family, thinking about other things. Before you head off your weekend, though, let me tell you, the war for life is all day, every day, and it is being waged right now in this country. The forces of the left, Planned Parenthood, you've heard things recently. There's no such thing as a fetal heartbeat. They're going to try to make, at the state level, abortion for all 9 months of the pregnancy the law in as many places as they absolutely possibly can. It's wrong, and it's evil. And you can actually do something to help. I know so many people who are pro-life in their own lives, which obviously is the first step. But what are you doing to help others on that path of righteousness? What are you doing to help women who are faced with that decision to make sure they make the right decision? I want to tell you about an organization called Preborn. They have a mission that's as important and powerful as anything you could ever imagine, saving the lives of tens of thousands of babies. Now, that's not grandiose talk. That is the mission. That's what they're trying to do. And you can help them. This is the only reason Preborn exists, to save preborn babies' lives. Here's what they do. They offer free ultrasounds. They have preborn pregnancy clinics where there's plenty of love and compassion for pregnant women who are stressed, who have anxiety, who have a difficult road ahead in their minds. But they can choose life, and Preborn will help them to choose life. With these ultrasounds, it is so powerful, so effective. A huge percentage of women who go in and have this ultrasound at a preborn pregnancy clinic, a huge majority, are going to end up having the baby. It really works. You can save lives right now. You can actually help save lives. All you have to do is dial pound 250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby. That's #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. All you have to do is donate, and you are funding this army of life preservation, of saving babies. It is so important to do, to help in every way you can, to save as many babies, save as many human lives as we possibly can. Dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. Any amount of money you can give helps. $140 will provide 5 ultrasounds, but $10, $100, preborn.com/BUCK.
One truth revealed after another. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Welcome back, everybody. Clay and Buck here, and she made it through the crazy UN General Assembly traffic and the mayhem. Clay, side note here, New York City should not be where the UN is. First of all, the UN should not exist, in my opinion. Second of all, if it's going to exist, it should be in, like, Nova Scotia, you know?
Will they still have it next week when I'm up there, or will it be gone?
I think it's, I think you're good after this week. It'll pretty, it's good. It's just this one week. It's crazy. But Roma Jaravi is here with us now. She fought her way through the madness. She, of course, is the founder of Jaravi Strategy. She was the deputy for strategic communications in the Trump White House. Roma, how you doing?
Fantastic.
How is it, you know, I mean, we have ice cream questions. We have so many questions, but I'll start with this one. With Trump still in the headlines now, you saw the AG earlier this week. You saw the weeks and weeks of Mar-a-Lago documents, all the hype from the media. What was it like to be in that White House when they were doing this stuff to you guys, when you were still actually in the government, right? I mean, Trump is not even in the government anymore, but the lawyers and the subpoenas and all the mess.
Yeah, there's always that moment of shock whenever the Democrats decide to have another big lie, another big witch hunt. But then we really just brushed it off and got back to work. I mean, Trump is the Energizer Bunny. We're all constantly trying to keep up with him in the White House. He's always working on something positive for the American people, tax cuts, securing the border, getting more jobs back here from overseas, manufacturing, etc. So, you know, it really was a fast-paced environment, and we didn't stop and let the Democrats distract
us. Just real quick, I mean, you talk to the big guy himself and also people in Trump world. What's your certainty that he's going to run again?
You know, if you would have asked me that question 2 years ago, I'd say, I don't know. He has a lot of options, but I just don't see the day that we live in today, the where America is today, I don't see a world that exists where he's going to sit back, cross
80,
his hands,
80, 90%.
And let someone else give it a go. He's so passionate about America. He's not gonna give it up to chance.
Roma, Buck and I talk a lot about, obviously, where we are as a country right now. And both of us thought that Biden would be a bad president and that he would make a lot of poor choices. I don't think either of us expected that it would be this bad. I mean, to the point, Romo, where it's almost impossible to point to anything that Biden has made better since he took over in January of 21. Did you expect him to be this much of a disaster?
Yeah, we all expected him to be asleep at the wheel, which is exactly what he is. He is fast asleep in the basement somewhere, whether it's in Delaware or Pennsylvania or in the White House, who knows. But yeah, I actually was at an event yesterday talking about conservative trade and investment, and I paused for a moment to think, what has Joe Biden done on trade? Because Donald Trump did USMCA, he renegotiated NAFTA, I mean, he pulled out of the Paris Agreement. There's so many things you can point to where he's making Americans more secure and prosperous. Joe Biden hasn't done a single thing. I mean, on the opposite hand, he's literally trying to give money to Iran, of all people, arguably one of our biggest adversaries ever. And, you know, that's coming from a Persian Jew, right? So,
Roma, I was just going to say, you mentioned Iran. Are you paying attention to the protests there? Because I think it's probably one of the things that is receiving far too little amount of attention right now. To see Iranian women rising up against their own government, it feels like our media has mostly downplayed this. Have you been paying a lot of attention to it?
Sure, of course. So my father is from Iran. We are a Persian Jewish family. I am half. He came to America to pursue the American dream, has given me and my family a tremendous life. And, you know, it's really one of those things where I thank God every day that I'm an American citizen, that I have the freedom, that I have the opportunity to work my way up and work at the White House of all places. There's no other country in the world where you can have an immigrant come to a country with absolutely nothing and end up working for the leader of that nation. It just doesn't exist. There's tremendous opportunity in America. And so I really pause on this, what we're seeing overseas right now, what we're seeing in Iran. It's heartbreaking. It's also very hopeful to see the Iranian people, the Iranian women and men, frankly, that are standing up for their freedoms.
It's not often here, and we're speaking to Roma Duravi. Duravi Strategies is her communication shop. She did strategic communications in the Trump White House. We don't often give high five to CNN, but Clay and I always say credit where it's due. And Christiane Amanpour was supposed to sit down with Iran's president, and he basically stood her up and then had a staffer come out and say, the president of Iran will only do the interview with you here in New York City if you put a headscarf on. To her credit, she said no. And I think that the symbolism there, Clay, I throw her a high five on this one, no doubt about it.
Good for her. I bet Roma, I mean, I bet you feel even stronger about that. But I thought it was an incredibly strong moment for her.
Absolutely. It is a symbol to that nation that they cannot, not only can they not continue these barbaric ways of life, these barbaric ways of treating an entire gender, a singular gender, the female gender.
Yeah, it's oppressive. I mean,
it's
obviously.
It's extremely oppressive.
Yes.
Extremely oppressive. And then to come to America, the land of the free, and tell a journalist he will only sit down with you. How very barbaric and Persian and Iranian of him to not even do it himself and to be such a coward and have a staffer tell her.
We have a few, switching to the far less serious, a few things to throw your way here. First of all, are you a James Bond fan?
Ooh, James Bond.
Do you like James Bond?
Like my martinis.
The best James Bond. How do you take your martini?
Shaken, not stirred.
There we go.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite James Bond actor?
Ooh, I don't know, but I heard they're bringing in a new guy, Superman?
Yes, that's right, Henry Cavill. They may be bringing in Henry Cavill. That was one thing. And the other thing Clay and I were talking about is, if you only get one ice cream flavor for the rest of your life, what is the ice cream flavor?
Okay, my Persian's about to show. It would be a saffron pistachio ice cream.
Pistachio, Clay. We did not coordinate this beforehand.
We've had two pistachio selections out of three, and I feel like I just need to walk out of the studio today. And I think
there was no collusion.
Do you want to talk about collusion? This is definitely collusion. We need to have a $400 million investigation into how this happened. Big pistachio got to Buck and to Roma. That is the best advertisement they've had in decades, to have both of you come out big pistachio.
Well, I do believe it is a prime export of Iran and has been for, right? Pistachio nuts, an Iranian export.
Sure.
Saffron as well. I think I'm right on that.
America
by
better
by
not
way,
be buying that. We have pistachio.
A super specific ice cream flavor that she dropped there.
Well, saffron pistachio, that's like, we've got that in, you know, in Manhattan,
I don't think they make that in Tennessee. I don't think we have that in Tennessee.
Yeah,
I don't think
people
that
are sitting around saying, well, what exactly?
It's a little
L.A. Well, Roma Duravi, Duravi Strategies. Roma, thanks for coming to hang out with us here in studio. And Clay, where are you going to take us a third hour, my friend? We got so many amazing calls and emails in, too, that we definitely
we're going
to
have some fun. But unfortunately, the stock market continues to tank. It's down at levels we haven't seen since December of 2020. The Biden economy is cratering. We are going to talk with Adam Laxalt, who may be about to grab a Senate seat and help to flip the Senate. He's going to join us at 2:30, final hour of the week. Load up those phone lines, 800-282-2882. We can have some fun as well. Roma, thank you for making it up, coming and hanging out with Buck in studio. And we are going to hopefully take everyone into the weekend with a lot of fun and hopefully making you a little bit smarter on all the chaos that is going on out there on a day-to-day basis. Don't look at your 401ks, whatever you do.
Yeah, eat some ice cream. Don't look at your 401k.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you. Go to puretalk.com/buck and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I want to remind all of you, this is very exciting, that this Sunday we're releasing a Countdown to Election podcast. This is your deep dive into this upcoming election, where we pull together our interviews with the most important political competitors on the scene these days. All the senators we talk to, members of Congress, etc. So look for that. If you're not a podcast subscriber, there's a great reason to do it, because you'll get a one-stop shop, all deep dive into where we are with the election, the candidates, the issues. Countdown to Election Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern. It goes up on our podcast feed for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. The iHeart app, download it so you have it. It's free. It's a great app. You can listen to us. You can listen to music, all kinds of stuff. Or wherever you get your podcast, just subscribe to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast, and it will be there. Clay, have you seen some of the? We got some fun emails from VIPs.
Yes.
Who subscribe at clayandbuck.com. Well, let's go back and forth on some of these. We've also got lines lit. A lot of people, man, we got so much more show than we have time for today. We're going to get through as much as we can. We'll start with this one from Linda. She writes, "Hi, love the show and never miss it." So Linda is a woman of excellent taste, and she's a patron.
No doubt.
"I just have a simple question. Since Buck is a native New Yorker and Clay is from Tennessee, why is it that neither of you have the distinctive accents from your part of the country? Just wondering. Keep up the great work. I will answer from the New York perspective, and then Clay, you can tell her about Tennessee. So New York, just like London, those of you who know London, is a metropolis with many accents contained within it. So what people often think of, Fauci, for example, Fauci actually has a Brooklyn accent, which is a little similar to a Staten Island accent, but different, which is similar to a New Jersey accent, but different. There are different, and by the way, a lot of people in New Jersey and Staten Island don't have those accents either, but those are the regional specializations you get with those accents. In Manhattan, where I grew up, there is no accent. We have whatever the sort of broadcaster, neutral, mid-Atlantic accent is supposed to be. That's what I meant. So I have a Manhattan accent, if anyone's wondering. Clay, what about you?
I attribute it to when my voice changed. I went to a school, Martin Luther King, in downtown Nashville, that had kids from all over the place, and there was not a predominant Southern accent there. I would say in the central part of Nashville, there's less, maybe somewhat similar, there's less of an accent. My parents, we had my mom on the show. I don't think we've had my dad on the show yet, but they have deep, distinct
Southern accents.
Your mom's accent
is awesome. Like, she should read books written about Tennessee on tape, because your mom's accent is awesome.
They have very, very deep Southern accents. So I think I had a Southern accent before my voice changed. But then when you're, 11, 12, 13 years old, you sound like the kids ultimately that you're around. That's what I attribute not having an accent to. I also think one of the things that's interesting about accents in general, everybody thinks they don't have an accent. And then when they actually hear themselves, you know how people get really uncomfortable? We're used to it because we hear our voices. We know what they sound like. You don't ever sound like what you think you sound like. Does that make sense? If you've not done television before, or if you haven't done radio and you go back and listen to it, the pitch in your ear is different than the pitch that expels itself for everyone else to be able to hear. Because I used to hear from people all the time, I don't have an accent. I'm like, actually, you got a pretty strong accent. And I would love, when I went away to college in D.C., I would come back to Nashville and everybody would sound like they had a super Southern accent. And I could pick up a Southern accent on anybody. It's usually the letter O. If you've grown up in the South at all, just even if you don't have much of one, you can tell a little bit of a telltale giveaway.
So next one up here from, remember, clayandbuck.com. Please become a subscriber. There's special content you only get as a subscriber, and you also get the VIP email address from Michael. He writes, I heard you guys talk up the Prime Minister of Sweden, Sanna Marin. Now, just to be clear, Michael, it's actually the Prime Minister of Finland, but honestly, man, close enough. Don't tell
the only
Swedes
reason we know that is because of how good looking she is. Do you know who the Prime Minister of Sweden is?
I have no idea. It's probably a guy. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a guy. Is it a guy? I don't know. Yeah. Is it a woman? I have no earthly idea. But you missed Anna Paulina Luna, conservative who is running for the 13th congressional district in Florida and endorsed by Trump. She's former U.S. military. Google her name. Oh my God, she's smoking and beyond a 10. Now, let me say why I think this is funny.
You know her well.
Anna's
right?
a friend of mine, and as is her husband, who is a former special forces operator. So
don't want to mess around.
So just
there,
throwing that out there. But no, I mean, Clay and I joke around about this a little bit, and we don't want to get you know who we have to have on? You know who the expert is in congressional rankings?
Jesse does his
Our
top
friend
10,
Jesse
right?
Kelly. So we could have Jesse Kelly on because you will have a group of. I'm not trying to be sexist, just objectively some of the best-looking female politicians you have ever seen in this country or any country coming in, all on the Republican side, as far as I know. I don't know of any of the Democrats I'd put in that category right now off the top of my head, and they are all friends of ours.
Yeah, and you might say, okay, what's the significance of that? A big reason for AOC's appeal is she's an Instagram influencer who happened to get elected to Congress. She's young and good looking. There are going to be, if you look at some of these polls coming out, a lot of young, vibrant, good looking Republican women who I think are going to be able to go toe to toe with AOC. And AOC's not going to get as much attention off being the youngest and best looking in Congress, which frankly she does.
Beauty is a form of power. Despite what the left says, they actually use it all the time. And beauty is a form of power. And in our Instagram and social media obsessed world, it is now more powerful in politics than ever before. I mean, you go back to like the 1880s, politicians, they all had like giant mutton chops and
they were not great looking.
Who knows? Yeah. No one cared, right? It didn't matter. Now, I mean, obviously, there was a lot of things that were different in the country then. Now, people actually get a real advantage from this. A lot of politicians on the right, politicians on the left, you know.
And men and women both. I mean, the reason Kennedy got elected to a large extent was because he was incredibly good looking. I mean, to your example, that great, perfect historical resonance of Nixon versus Kennedy. Nixon wins for everybody who listens on the radio. Kennedy smoked him for everybody who watched it on television. Same exact words, just what does it look like?
It's funny, though, because our conservative, like, female members of Congress, when guys on the right are like, wow, she's a very beautiful woman and very accomplished, they take it as a compliment. Clay, you and I know, if I say any left-wingers are hot, oh my gosh, Media Matters coming after me.
How dare you judge them, Buck?
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.